The former high-ranking unit officer in the Wisconsin National Guard was hired as a civilian contractor after retiring, following allegations of sexual assault filed by a female soldier in his unit. That's according to a series of emails exchanged by former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish's office with a female soldier. The emails were obtained by the Cap Times as part of an ongoing investigative series looking into sexual assault and harassment allegations in the Wisconsin National Guard and how the accusations were handled by the Guard. Caitlin Farrell is the public affairs and investigative reporter for the Cap Times. Caitlin, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, you've talked about this story on our morning show here on the Ideas Network before. Before we get to the new developments, can you sum up some what you found out about the National Guard in your initial investigation?
Sure. So with my initial investigation, which we published earlier this month, it was a four-part series that really told the story of one woman who is still an officer with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. And through her story, we were able to really look at how the Guard investigates allegations of sexual assault and show how their own internal investigation, one that occurred back in 2018, showed how a variety of men were sexually preying upon women in one unit as several different leaders sort of cycled through that unit. And so the story really touched on a variety of issues, but highlighted some problems in what's really been a growing chorus of complaints about how the National Guard investigates allegations of assault, how victims are treated, and to what degree the public really has any understanding of what's going on.
And since your initial reporting, there have been new federal efforts on this, right?
There have been, well, somewhat, I suppose. So there's been really talk, I suppose, from federal lawmakers. As I was reporting on this, and there had been accounts reported by the Associated Press of other constituents talking about concerns that they had with sexual assault in the Air Guard, Senator Tammy Baldwin and Governor Tony Evers did ask the National Guard Bureau to come in and conduct a comprehensive investigation. And so that move from them occurred about a month before my story was published. And now, you know, lawmakers aren't saying too much. I think folks kind of want to see how that pans out. But, you know, I think that there had been reporters asking questions for a while that led to that decision ultimately.
Now, this news story, you've obtained some emails adding another element to the story. What did you find?
Sure. So the emails that I were able to obtain shows, you know, a series of correspondence. And this is another soldier who's a woman, different than the woman that I profiled in my previous story, who had written to former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish asking for help when a man who was a supervisor in her unit sexually assaulted her, was allowed to leave service honorably and then was later rehired as a private contractor. And so this chain of emails that I talked about in this story, which was published yesterday, really shows the concern that she had and was questioning the policy that the state, you know, allowed an alleged perpetrator to be rehired. And then it showed the way in which Rebecca Clayfish's office responded to that.
And how did the then lieutenant governor's office respond to those concerns?
Sure. So the emails initially went to Clayfish's chief of staff and legal counsel, Daniel Sir, who was in contact with my source for several months, got back and forth, you know, responding to her questions, and had said that they eventually did work with the Department of Military Affairs, which is the government agency where the National Guard is housed, to make sure that policy was changed so that someone who was found to be someone who sexually assaulted people could not be rehired by the state. This woman, she had made these allegations. There was an investigation done in her case, and the Guard substantiated those claims. And I did have record of that verified that was substantiated. So they said, yep, he definitely did. He assaulted her. We find that the evidence corroborates that. And so now the policy at the state level is that if this happens again, that person cannot be rehired. in any capacity there. And so Clayfish did respond in that way to her.
And the soldier in question, you write, had raised concerns that not only was this person rehired as a contractor, but that he would have had access to her medical records and potentially other of his victims.
Right. Yeah, that was the part, that I think the soldier found incredibly troubling and galling, frankly, that not only was he just rehired in some run-of-the-mill, civilian contractor way, but he was in charge of paperwork that related to soldiers who were injured in the line of duty. And so it was just a particularly invasive type of job where he had access to healthcare records, personal information, contact information for victims, which really affected her, and had the potential to really affect other victims as well. And so, she had, a particular problem with that, but thought that, that he should not have been rehired at all, and really, wanted Clayfish to address her particular concern, but then also really take on the system as a whole, and try to move for there to be more oversight in general, over the National Guard from the executive.
Talking to Caitlin Farrell from the Cap Times about her reporting on sexual assault and sexual harassment in Wisconsin National Guard units. In one email, you write, the soldier alleging sexual assault by the unit leader in question said that, quote, everyone knew, end quote, about this person's behavior, that this was common knowledge. Is that something you've seen in your other reporting, the sense that everybody kind of knows something bad is going on?
I think it varies from circumstance to circumstance. I've definitely heard that before. And the various folks that I've talked to definitely all have said that there really is a fear, I think, from folks who, especially if they're still serving in the Guard, right? And even if they are in the Guard but in another state, that the system is connected, because Guard units here in Wisconsin can train or be deployed with Guard units from other states. And so there really is a sense I've gathered that, there's a fear in coming forward. And even though people might all know about certain types of behavior, reporting it, people are acutely aware that retribution and reprisal is not uncommon. And so in that sense, I do see that from several folks I've spoken with. Some of the reports and records I've reviewed from looking at, the four horsemen and the men who had were found to have sexually preyed upon women in my other series, that investigation talked about how many people really were not aware, and that in some ways folks find that there's a disconnect between the headquarters of the Guard based here in Madison and some of the more rural outposts where the armories are located throughout the state, that Joint Force Headquarters isn't really in tune, or they don't well keep track of what's going on in armories across the state, or rely on lower-ranking full-time soldiers to run those units rather than commanders who really typically only serve part-time. So I think there are some structural issues that do potentially, make it where people don't know, honestly, and while maybe one would argue they should know. But then I think there's other factors at play where everyone might know someone is an offender, but there's things that disincentivize people to report that. If that makes sense.
Caitlin, you mentioned the difficulty for Guard members, for soldiers to come forward here. The person who had sent these emails to Rebecca Clayfish's office cited some of the same factors that led to the Me Too movement, including accusations against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, I think, in the email chain I saw, and I quote this in the story, that the news of that breaking a while back, just reminded her that, again, people in powerful positions are able to kind of continue to behave in the way that they are and have that be covered up by the system that further enables that. And so, she, the subject of her email to Rebecca Clayfish's office was that the subject line was the Harvey Weinstein of the Wisconsin National Guard. And so I think she saw a lot of parallels between what was happening nationally and sort of the climate conditions and aspects of that with what she was seeing in the system of the Guard as well.
What will you be following, Caitlin, as this story develops?
Well, I'm continuing to speak speak with folks who are former soldiers or current soldiers serving in the Guard, and definitely welcome the opportunity to talk with more people about concerns. I think one element of this story that I'm still digging into is trying to understand the system and really the relationship between the National Guard here in Wisconsin and also the National Guard Bureau on the federal level. As my understanding is, investigators there are currently in the state taking records and understanding that. So I'm trying to get a better understanding of what that report might look like, and really how the system of the Guard works, and how Adjutant General Donald Dunbar leads it. And so the system and the leadership are really my focuses moving forward.
Caitlin, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Caitlin Farrell, public affairs and investigative reporter over at the Cap Times. She joined us today to talk about sexual assault and harassment allegations in the Wisconsin National Guard, and recently obtained emails showing that one of the people accused of assault was allowed to continue working later as a civilian contractor after retiring from the Guard. You can hear more about this story. Go to the Ideas Network archives. Caitlin was on the morning show a while back sharing some of her initial reporting. Find that and all of our archived programming and much more at WPR.org. And you can follow the morning show, Central Time, the Larry Miller Show, and all the rest. Follow us over at Facebook, the Ideas Network.